Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Nedarim, and we are up to parak Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Ha'omer korban olah mincha chatos todos shlam she'eini ochalach aser. If a person says to another guy, a korban olah, or a korban mincha, or a korban chatos, or a korban todos, or a korban shlamim, and then says that I'm not going to eat that which belongs to you, so that is a valid neder, and the other person's food is aser, even though you didn't say ki korban olah, and therefore you didn't quite exactly attach this food to one of those korbanos, that's enough to show that that's what you intended to do, that you were trying to link it. So if you say korban olah she'eini ochalach, you know that's enough to make a link, even though if you didn't say ki korban olah she'eini ochalach. But Rabbi Yehuda Mati, Rabbi Yehuda says no. If you didn't say ki, then there is no link. The same as in the last Mishnah. Now ha korban, ka korban, korban she'ochalach aser. Whether you say ha korban, which is the korban, ka karban, which is like the karban, or karban, you just say the word karban, that is that which I eat of yours, meaning ka karban sha'ochalach, then that's a valid neder, and the other person's food is aser to you. Either you explicitly compared it to a karban when you say it's ka karban, or it's obviously that you intended to compare it to a karban by saying karban. La karban lo ochalach, but if a person says to the karban, I'm not going to eat that which is yours. Rameir says that it's us to eat the food because it's as if you said that your food is going to be as if it were a karban to me, and therefore I'm not going to eat it. But that's Shitas Rameir. But the Tanakhama would say that no, la karban means not a karban. It means low karban. That your food should not be like karban to me. It should actually be mutter to me. So now the Mishnah goes on to a different topic. Mida Oraisa Neder works only if it was associated with a physical, tangible item like food. So the Mishnah says, how is it possible to use a neder? The Mishnah is going to describe how it's possible to use a neder to ask for something that's not tangible. If a person says, konam, that my mouth with regard to talking to you, or konam, my hand with regard to working for you, meaning what you're trying to do is take a neder about talking or working, but those aren't tangible things. So instead of talking, making the neder about talking or working, you make the neder about your mouth or your hands or your feet. So then you're not allowed to do any of those activities. It is a valid neder, mida oraisa. That's going to work. Okay, now Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph teaches us the following. We said that there are two ways that a person could take a neder. You could either simply say that the object of the neder is usser, or you can link it to an item that itself is usser because someone had, to an item that itself became usser through someone declaring it usser, like a karban, meaning an animal is just a regular animal until it becomes a karban. So we gave examples of nedarim that are kosher nedarim, that are binding nedarim, because they refer to things like karbanos. So now we're going to talk about things that are not binding nedarim because they're linked with things that are either already aser min haTorah, where you didn't make them aser, or things that are just not aser at all, and therefore it's not going to be a lashon of neder. Ve'elim mutarin, following things are mutar, meaning they don't make anything aser to you. Chulin sha'ochalach, if a person says, whatever I eat of yours is like chulin to me, so it's mutar to eat the other person's food, because he linked it to chulin, which is mutar. Chulin is simply not a problem, right? The bartender points out that this is not a chiddush, right? This is just a way of opening up the conversation of the rest of the Mishnah. Kibbisar Chazir, Kavadazar, Koros Levuvin, Knevelos, Ketrefus, Kshkatsum, Kermasum, Kachalas Arnu, Ktrumaso. If you, however, take a neder associating whatever it is with all the Yisurim you can think of, or any of the Yisurim you can think of, like pig, like Avodazara, like hides of Levuvin, which is a way that they would kill an animal in a way of being Ovid Avodazara, like Knevelos, like Trefus, like Shkatsum, like Remasim, which is like worms and maggots and lice and things like that, like the challah of Aaron, which is the challah that you have to be mafresh to give to Kohanim, like Truma, which is similarly a matnas kuna. So in all those cases, mutter, the neder is not binding because you associate it with something that is inherently usser, not with something that you had made usser through your declaration. So therefore, it's not going to be a binding neder. Now, there are cases where an eder is not binding midaraisa, but midrabanan, it may be binding homilishto. Hareyat alaiki ima. If a guy says to his wife, you're like my mother to me, don't recommend trying that at home, which means that sleeping with one's wife should be usher to him like sleeping with his mother. So the neder is valid midrabanan if the guy is an ama aretz. Midaraisa, it's not valid because the person's mother is usher to minatora, and you can't be tofes the neder with something that's awesome in a Torah. But we can undo the neder by finding an opening from some other place. And the purpose of this halacha is to teach the guy that you can't take these things lightly. The Chum were worried that if an Ama Aretz gets into the habit of saying things like this about his wife, he might eventually make a valid neder, he might slip into a valid neder, which is going to create an Issa Daraisa. And in order to stop him from doing that, we say that even his invalid nedarim have to be taken seriously. A few more nedarim that are only valid midrabanan. Konim sheni yashin sheni medaber sheni mahalich. I take a neder, I'm not going to sleep, I'm not going to speak, I'm not going to walk, something like that, which, meaning he's saying that his sleep, his speech, or his walk are asked to him like a karban. Homilishto konim sheni mishamshech. Or a konim that I will not sleep with my wife, a man says. Hareze belo yachel devaro. So that's included in the iser of lo yachel devaro on a drabbanan level. Midaraisa, the neder, means nothing because sleep, speech, walking, and tashma shamita are not tangible physical things, and a neder can only be chal on something that's tangible physical, but nevertheless, the Rabbanan said, we take the neder seriously. Now that's true of a neder as opposed to a shavua, which does take effect even midaraisa on things that are not tangible. Shavua she'eni yashin she'eni midaber she'eni mahalich aser. If a guy takes a shavua that I'm not going to do any of these things, that in fact is aser. If a person swears not to sleep for three consecutive days and nights, or longer than that, then the Bartimer points out the shavua is not valid because that's impossible. And he gets malchus for swearing falsely, and then he can go to sleep right away. So let's review what we learned today. In Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet, we said that if a guy says, that I'm not going to eat from you, that's aser. But Rabbi Yehuda said, no, you need to say, ki, ola, ki, chatas, ki, toda, ki, shlamim. Just to say the names of the korbanos is not enough. And the Tanakhama had said that ha-korban, ka-korban, korban are all valid forms of neder. We said la-korban is a further machlokas, that Rav Meir holds that la-korban is a valid form of neder, whereas the Tanakhama would say, no, that means low-korban. Whatever I need from you is not considered a korban. Then the Mishnah also said that if you take a neder on something intangible, you have to attach it to something tangible. Meaning, if you're going to say that, take a neder that you're not going to speak or walk or act, so you have to say a neder on my mouth, a neder on my hands, a neder on my legs, not to do these particular activities. And then Perek Bey's Mishnah Aleph, we said that if you're tofes the neder in chulin, in something that's mutter, then it is certainly not a neder that asers anything. And also, if you're tofes the neder in a davar aser, so that also is not going to aser anything. It has to be a davar anador. It has to be something that you yourself made into an aser item, like when you're makdish a karban. If you say to your wife, then we went through different nedarim that midaraisa are totally not valid, but midrabanan ruchoshish for, like an Ama Aretz tells his wife, you're like my mother to me, which is already, your mother's already usher to you, so we just don't want him to take nedarim lightly, so we take that neder seriously on a drabanan level. Similarly, if you take a neder without anything tangible, that you're not going to sleep, that you're not going to speak, that you're not going to walk, so again, we take that seriously on a drabanan level. Now, shavua on something that is not tangible is actually binding on a da'oraisa level. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis of Maseches Nedarim.